You're listening to KDAC 102.5 FM, Bismarck Mandan's community radio station. My name is Josh. Coming up next is an interview with Kate Herzog of the Downtowners Association talking about the upcoming Downtowners Street Fair on September 14th and 15th. Stay tuned to find out more about the event. Joining me in studio to talk about the 45th consecutive Downtown Bismarck Street Fair is Kate Herzog of the Downtowners Association. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me on KDAC.
So the first thing we want to talk about with the Downtowners Fair is when. That's a pretty important thing. So
Yes. When
is the street fair happening?
It's September 14th and 15th, which is a Friday and Saturday. So we do not run Sunday. That's when we power wash all of the ketchup off the streets.
And the hours change throughout the days, right?
Yes. Josh, how dare you? We run Friday 10 to 8, Saturday 9 to 6 is when we run.
So Friday 10 to 8, Saturday 9 to 6, those are the hours of the street fair on, once again, September 14th and 15th. People should know by now, it's been happening for 45 years, but some people are new to the area. So what is the Bismarck Street Fair?
Sure. Yeah. Just the brief history of the street fair started as customer appreciation dates in, I think, 1973. And the downtown merchants kind of put together something to bring people into the downtown. At the time, there was also kind of an event happening after that called Folk Fest that the chamber put on. And they asked if we would move our street fair onto the Folk Fest date. So for a long time, those two, the street fair and the Folk Fest, were kind of synonymous with each other. I know that you're from Bismarck Mandan if you call it Folk Fest, even though it hasn't happened for like 10, 12 years. So, but yeah, it's been going for 45 years. It's been a huge fundraiser for the Downtowners Association, our nonprofit. And we bring in, you know, dozens of vendors, over usually about 180 vendors is all we can squoosh into the 7 blocks that we close off. But it's a lot of food vendors, a lot of arts and craft vendors. The only arts and craft vendors we allow in are people who either make it or artistically enhance it in some way. And then we've got a ton of food vendors, and as I mentioned, a lot of them are local nonprofit organizations. So
where are these vendors coming from? Because, I mean, you said 180. I don't think you're going to get that many from just Bismarck or even just North Dakota.
Right.
Think broader. Where are all these vendors coming from?
Yeah, our food vendors, a lot of them are local or regional. Our crafters, we also have some local and regional ones, but we're reaching out to California, Nebraska, people who kind of make the craft circuit, and so we're hitting them maybe en route to or from another show, and so they stop by our show, and like our nut hut people, some of them come up from Nebraska, and there's a local person here that works there as well. So we're reaching pretty far out, but a good local presence too.
What kind of planning goes into this beforehand? Because it's a lot to put together. I mean, we didn't give you a location for the downtown street fair, because it's really just downtown. It spreads out throughout the streets, and you can walk for a couple hours and not hit everything. So it's a lot of planning, I would assume. Can you talk us through the process a little bit?
Sure. Yeah, street fair planning, and Don in our office really is the main coordinator for the street fair. It starts in January. We send out applications in January. Our early bird deadline is in April. We start sending acceptance packets in June, and really now is the time that we try and finalize the map. And it's really a puzzle that Don has to put together. How much space you need, how much electricity you need, and by there she kind of puzzles it all together, and that's really how we get there. But it's a long process and a lot of details that mainly Don puts together, and Madison and I just, you know, put coffee in front of her and help however we can.
So is it kind of like planning a seating chart at a wedding sometimes, where you think like Aunt Janet can't sit next to Uncle Jim because they got in a fight 25 years ago?
Yes, that is a scenario that most likely occurs. And then, you know, we try and put like vendors away from each other just so that they have a good show. We also limit the amount of vendors that sell similar products, particularly with food. So we usually only try and have two of a certain kind of food. We can't have like 8 corn dog vendors, because then they wouldn't make any money. And so we want them to have a good show. So yeah, there's a lot that goes into it. And we wanna make sure all the vendors have a good show. So the layout is really critically important.
It's a big event. That's a really simple way to put it. But it is a very large event, and also it has a large impact. So can you speak to the kind of impact that this street fair, just it itself in these 2 days, has on, I mean, downtown Bismarck as well as the city of Bismarck as a whole?
Right. I think, well, from a vendor point of view, a lot of our food vendors are local nonprofits or churches, school groups. So this is one of their biggest fundraisers of the year. So they really rely on the street fair, whether it's the D-Minutes popcorn balls or whatever it might be, for their activities throughout the year. From a downtown perspective, a lot of our brick-and-mortar businesses see big spikes in traffic during the street fair. So they're also getting usually good sales or at least good traffic and eyes on their business. And then going out kind of to that further ring, all of our vendors, and we're bringing in, you know, 30,000 people, 40,000 people that are walking through the show. And so they're all paying city sales tax, they're all paying state sales tax. I know that because I shoved the thing into their packets yesterday. So, I mean, it has a great economic impact on the city and on the state. So, you know, from something very local like a church, like Faith Lutheran Church that sells rice pudding, to, you know, state sales tax, it's got broad implications financially, I think. And as well as it's that time that you see those people you never see throughout the rest of the year. So we call it Bismarck's biggest reunion because, you know, if you were running from the law, this would be the worst place to be. But, oh, there's Bob. You know, I always see Bob at the street fair, and it's a lot of chit chat and just kind of a fun event to connect with the community as well.
So how long have you been working on the street fair with the Downtowners?
This will be my 9th street fair. I was going to say this will be Dawn's 12th street fair that she's planned and Madison's 4th street fair.
So how has it changed in the time you've been working on it, changes that you've noticed, and what kind of changes will we see this year as well as going into the future?
I think, you know, we've noticed just that crafts that change. I mean, you see some of the same things every year that people want to purchase. Kind of with the maker movement, we've seen a little bit different crafters that come in. I think with food, what we've seen is it just gets more elaborate. Probably 20 years ago, it was, you know, hot dogs and corn dogs and things like that. We, you know, we have like Asian noodle bowls, and it's kind of a little bit broader. Our food vendors take up so much electricity now because they're just doing things that are beyond maybe a grill or a crock pot. And so I think we've just seen everybody really expand what they're doing. It's been great. People use the ramps as well during the street fair. It's the one time of the year where they use the full light maybe on the ramps. So it's good exposure for people to use those ramps. So even if you use them once a year, now you know how to use them.
Is that the best place to park during the street fair?
I think so. You know you're going to get a spot and you just forget it and you have your time to go hang out at the street fair. So I would encourage people to use the ramps. It's pretty convenient.
That's about the only way you're going to be parking close to the street fair anyways. You're not going to be parking street side and be close to the street fair. So the ramps are the best choice too, I think.
Not unless you're one of those dads that's really competitive about trying to find a street spot, you know? But yeah, the ramps are a great option.
You're listening to KDAC 102.5, Kate Herzog with the Downtowners Association, in studio with me, Josh Haugen, to talk about the 45th consecutive street fair happening September 14th and 15th. Basically most of the time during those days, but there are specific times. Where can people go if they want to find out more?
Yeah, they can go to downtownbismarck.com, and then we'll have that street fair map up the week of the event, so should be ready to boogie.
So is this something that you're able to put together yourself? I don't know what kind of financial impact the Downtowners Association puts into this, but you have a sponsor that helps you put this together.
Right. Yeah, we have a number of partners that we work with for the street fair. The U.S. Army is a partner of ours this year, and they're going to be doing some fun activities on 5th and Broadway, as well as you get a chance to just talk to them and see that they're just normal people. And then First Western Bank and Trust has also been a big partner of ours. We're going to do a crack the vault contest with them, which should be really fun. So if we do have partners, we ask them to engage with the patrons as well. But we have other supporters that just help us out. Dakota Fence bringing barricades. AARP is going to be there talking to people as well and talking about what they do. So it takes a village of people. Town Square Media helps us actually bring in all the vendors. So they stand at all the entry points and check everybody's packets and sometimes hear the same fibs from vendors each year. So it's great to have them there every year. They, oh, Don said I could set up early. And they're like, no, you tried that last year. So, but no, the vendors always do a great job, and we've got some great volunteers and supporters.
And there's stuff even for kids to do, right?
Oh, not, yeah.
If they don't just want to walk around with the parents, they can go somewhere else.
They're usually the ones that are dropping the ketchup everywhere that turns into glue afterwards. But yeah, it's fun for families. We've got a bouncy game set up on 5th and Broadway. The barrel train is just kind of a tradition. You have to take your kids and let them run around in the barrel train, which is at the top of 5th Street, on the north side of 5th Street. And then there's the food is really, I think, what kids and dads love. You know, the dads can hang out in the food section while mom looks at crafts if they're not as interested. So, but we have other vendors like distilleries and people selling beef jerky and meat and cheese. So it's not just what you would think of as a craft per se.
Kate Herzog with Downtowners Association talking about the Downtown Street Fair, 45th consecutive. Do you think there's anything we miss?
No, I don't think so. We look forward to it every year, and it's fun to see the same faces. We eat our lefse from the Prairie Rose Lions for breakfast. It's a tradition of ours as a staff. We go and get some hot lefse from them and have it together as a staff in the morning. So for us, it's a great fundraiser. We hope everybody comes out and appreciate the support.
And can people find you at the street fair?
I'm probably the frazzled looking person at the street fair, but we do have an information booth on 4th and Broadway, which is staffed by BNC Bank. And so if you're looking for something, we have things kind of by category. If you said, hey, I want to see that guy that sells the wooden something, they can kind of look it up by category and give you a map and help you find where you need to go.
Tell the people again where they can find out more before the event.
Yeah, you can find out more about the street fair at downtownbismarck.com. You can also find us on Facebook or join our event on Facebook. We've been doing some fun Facebook Live videos there as well. So we're all over the place.
Great. Well, thanks for joining me, Kate.
Thanks for having me, Jack.